United States to China, China to Costa Rica, and now we are off to Turkey. Starters, I have no relationships to disclose. The purpose of my talk today is to describe the main components of the recent reforms in healthcare, the health transformation program in Turkey, analyze the effects of the program on health indicators in Turkey, discuss potential impact of the program on public health and nursing, and examine some of the controversial components of the program. First, a very short introduction to Turkey for those of you who do not know. Turkey is located at the southeastern part of Europe, and part of it is in Europe and the other part is in Asia. It's surrounded by countries like Greece, Bulgaria, it used to be Russia, Soviet Union, now it's Armenia, Georgia, Iran, and then we have Syria and Iraq, and major issues in the southeast with the Syrian refugees. As of today, I think we have over 120,000 refugees crossing the border. And farther, where Iran and Iraq meet especially, there are some ethnic issues with the Kurds and terrorists down that way. Give you some, again, background about the Turkish context. It's a bridge between Europe and Asia. It's proud to declare that it's always been at the cradle of many civilizations. Slightly larger than Texas. It's the 17th largest economy in the world. The fastest growing economy in the world, surpassed China last year. Population of 75 million people. GDP per capita is about $14,700, and most significantly, I guess, it's the only stable secular democracy in the world with a 99% Muslim majority. So the Arab Spring took Turkey as an example in many respects. Prior to 2003, there were major issues with the healthcare delivery system in Turkey. Population health status indicators were very poor. There were huge disparities between rural and urban, as well as low and middle income families. Major inefficiencies in healthcare delivery. There was excessive fragmentation, incomplete health insurance coverage, duplication of many services at many different levels. Are these ringing a bell with the United States? Low productivity and technical quality, and shortages of facilities and personnel in the east and southeast parts of Turkey. In general, in countries like Turkey or the United States or China or Costa Rica, why do we need healthcare reforms? Globally, healthcare costs are increasing rapidly, and something needs to be done about the costs. At the same time, everywhere in the world, including Turkey, population is aging rapidly, and the care of the older population needs more attention. And there's a huge switch, as we heard from the Chinese context, in non-communicable chronic diseases, the diseases with which people live for a very, very long time. And, of course, adoption of new technologies require major reform. The other way to look at the need for reforms is changes in people's expectations. There are economic expectations, and as the world gets richer, countries, citizens get wealthier, they tend to spend more money on healthcare. There are social expectations because of communications and travel across the world. Individuals are aware of much better healthcare provision and they expect similar things in their own contexts. And there are political expectations for health reforms in most democratic societies, and sometimes in non-democratic societies, politicians need to respond to higher expectations of their citizens for health care. The health transformation program was developed by the Turkish Ministry of Health under the majority government of a relatively conservative and religious-leaning AK Party. AK Party stands for Justice and Development, AK Party. The overall objective was to improve governance, efficiency, user and provider satisfaction, and most importantly, the long-term fiscal sustainability. The initial funding came from a loan by the World Bank for $130 million, but that was only a drop in the bucket. Of course, World Bank as well as the IMF provided more the framework and the planning of the health transformation program. There are five major components of the health transformation program. I'm not going to repeat, please remember the U.S. context in this, because I think these are extremely relevant to our context here. The first component was strengthening the Ministry of Health's capacity for effective stewardship. Not delivery, but stewardship. And that was also a major component of the World Health Organization's recommendations for overall health systems. Second component was to bring universal health insurance. Third, reorganizing health service delivery. Fourth, major improvements in human resource development. And finally, a complete health national health information system. When we look at the efforts towards effective stewardship by the Ministry of Health, the idea was to transform the ministry from mainly being a provider of services to being a policymaker and regulator of service provision. And that, along with it, brought strong decentralization of everything. And the critics of the reform policy consider this as a totally neoliberal approach that brings privatization, selling off of government properties, and so on and so forth. Universal health insurance was to establish a single health insurance fund by means of consolidating already existing schemas, expansion of the health insurance to all Turkish citizens, as well as all non-Turks who live more than 3 months in Turkey. This is a premium-based insurance, which means, like in the United States, every month, every Turkish citizen, depending on their income, have to pay a particular amount in premiums. And, of course, the critics of this approach the approach was criticized for not being based on general taxation, which is found in places like Canada and the United Kingdom. Individuals do not pay premiums, but there is a general fund for health care from the general taxation funds, and that's distributed when necessary. For the reorganization of the delivery system, they tried to adapt family medicine as an organizational model for delivery of outpatient or primary services. And this was resisted by many, many professional organizations. Although the idea and the concept of family medicine was pushed, it was not a family or community orientation. It was only considered as a delivery mechanism. And the government is making per capita payments to family physicians as they get patients up to 3,500. And the reorganization also brought greater autonomy to public hospitals, new patient referral systems, improving public health programs through community health centers, and that is not working, I should say it right away. And as I said, this program was criticized for not being truly family or community oriented. Human resource development included bringing major modifications in health personnel education, including importing of healthcare personnel from other countries, restructuring of work schedules of physicians in the public sector. In the old days, physicians worked half day in their public hospitals and half day in their private offices. And there were major problems with them referring themselves back and forth and getting extra money from their patients. That was a part of the inefficiencies. There's major effort was put into training of physicians for family medicine, and that included only physicians and not nurses. And performance-based supplementary payment system, again, Affordable Care Act related things, and all professional organizations across the board criticized this approach for favoring private practice and private hospital practice and totally disregarding public hospital service. National Health Information System started out by development of the standards, establishment of the infrastructure, establishment of information flows between various components of the healthcare system, establishment of a national health database and databases, and this was the most successful part of the effort. All stakeholders seem to support this effort, and in the United States, we're still trying to accomplish the first couple of steps of this. Well, let's take a look at the accomplishments. Basically, all Turkish citizens are now under a single insurance system. Everybody is free to choose a family physician, but that includes family members, different family members do have the freedom to choose different family physicians, which sort of is against the idea of family practice. Freedom to choose any public hospitals, freedom to choose participating private hospitals with higher co-pays. Theoretically, community health centers in each city or town, and nearly completed national health information system. If we look at possible impact of these accomplishments, infant mortality rates for under 1 year of age went down from 29 per 1,000 in 2003 to 10 in 2010. Life expectancy went up from 71 to 74, basically, and went up to 76 for women. Infant vaccination rates are up to 97%. Higher satisfaction rates from 2003 to 2010 with healthcare services, 40% to 73%. Burden of out-of-pocket expenditures declined, and productivity in hospitals improved in a major way. What are some of the criticisms, controversies? Well, this was very interesting as I talked to people and as I read, because the program was attacked by the liberal, very liberal professional public health, nursing and medical associations, as well as the left-wing political powers in Turkey. The most significant criticism, as I said, came from the premium-based insurance and co-pays as a burden of law on lower-income people. The premiums are $100 per month per person, $2 to $10 per visit, and prescription charges. This was interesting. If there's a prescription, the visit fee goes up by $2. This was a method for the government to control excessive prescription writing. So that doesn't include the actual medication, but $2 if more if there is a prescription, 20% out-of-pocket medication costs, and 30% out-of-pocket private hospital costs. Urban and rural differences in quantity and quality of services are still in existence. This is much more of a treatment focus, not a preventative community health sort of focus. And the bottom line of the conservative controversies and criticisms is this is a strictly neoliberal approach with privatization and profit orientation. Please understand these are not my specific criticisms, these are across-the-board criticisms. There is a difficulty in coordinating and implementing national preventative health projects. 97% of infant vaccinations were realized within the last 10 years, but those structures have now dissolved through decentralization, and people are very worried about what's going to happen in the past. A possibility of rejection of patients with chronic diseases by family physicians, because those patients cost more money, and they, just as the patients have the freedom to choose their providers, providers also have the right to reject patients, and there's a fear that that might come to be true. And family medicine only as a delivery system to individuals, not to families or communities, and delays in wider implementation of the family medicine system because they are focusing only on physicians and not other healthcare personnel. There are major healthcare personnel shortages in public hospitals and medical centers because as a result of the full-time work requirement, many well-known providers simply left public hospitals and switched to the private areas, and some major health centers are suffering for shortages. There is strong resistance to change from medical associations, and nursing is pretty much discarded, disregarded in this whole system. It's lumped together with all other health personnel, and nursing, my colleagues in nursing in Turkey are quite upset about that. And after all this, healthcare expenditures went from $20 billion to $40 billion, and pharmaceutical expenditures went from $1 billion to $12 billion. What do these things mean? What it means is actually a number of things. We don't know whether the accomplishments that I listed are only because of the changes in the healthcare system, because during this period, Turkish economy did so well, people got so much wealthier that there were other things at work. But the bottom line is, as I talk to Turkish people across the board, everybody is pretty much very thrilled with what's happening in the healthcare system. It is criticized from right and left, from everywhere, and I see major problems with the reform as it is, but it has accomplished very, very serious things along the way. So in conclusion, reform in healthcare in these days is unavoidable. Building consensus, even with a very strong central government, which we do not have, is very difficult due to ideological orientation of stakeholders. And even though the Turkish Health Transformation Program has major shortcomings, the public seems to welcome it. All public opinion surveys indicate that public is very happy with what's happening. And the health transformation program is a reflection of the neoliberal priorities of the current popular government, which has overseen the impressive socioeconomic transformation of the country in the last decade, and they are proud to present also the healthcare reform as one of their major accomplishments and examples of where the country is going. Thank you, and I'll take questions therein. Yes.